You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to Business in Heels podcast, the podcast that inspires and educates women in business globally to succeed. Now over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of Business in Heels podcast. And this episode is a very special one because today I'm speaking to one of the directors of Business in Heels, Lisa Sweeney. There's a lot of changes and exciting things in the air for Business in Heels. And Lisa wanted to come on personally, share what the changes are so that everyone knows where to book, what they can tap into with all of the learnings and trainings and programs that they're going to introduce. So welcome to your show, Lisa.
Thank you very much, Anne-Marie. It's just lovely to be on. And we really enjoyed, I have to say a massive thank you. We really, really enjoyed the podcast. I mean, it's such a cool thing to be able to download it and listen to it in the car. I love it.
Oh, thank you. We've had some fantastic guests and just really testament to the relationships that Business in Heels is creating with their alliance partners and so forth. So we've got lots of exciting shows in the future too. But you've got some exciting changes to Business in Heels. Before we dive into unpacking what each of those are, what's the reason, what prompted Business in Heels to make these changes and add these incredible programs?
Yeah, great question, Anne-Marie. And look, you know, I've decided to designate myself actually as Chief Chatting Officer. So most of my day I spend chatting to women in business, mm-hmm. and I love the feedback I get from everybody. And along the way, you know, I've been getting lots of feedback, and It all coalesced in us then doing a survey and asking people, you know, what was the one thing that they'd love us to change if we could? Mm-hmm. And we were hearing the same feedback from a lot of our branch directors, that people were going to events and handing out business cards, and then business just wasn't arriving. And you kind of go, well, yeah, because they've only just met you. Mm-hmm. And so, or people were having a coffee date with someone and that was it. And then again, no business is arising. And so it became quite evident to me that, you know, good relationship building, which is the fundamental of all networking and giving, and a lot of people don't get the principles around it. Mm-hmm. And I kind of reflected on the fact that I've had over 20 years of relationship management and relationship building, and there's lots of stuff that I've done innately. And yet I've also trained lots of people. So it is totally learnable. Mm-hmm. So out of all of that, we went, oh, we really need to take people more closely on that journey so that everybody can short track what they're doing. Because lots of people are saying, oh, you know, I go to the wrong networking events and I'm not meeting the right people, or I hand out all these business cards, and why isn't it all just giving me business? Mm. Right? And you know,
yes,
great relationships take time to build.
Yeah.
And so part of the things that we're changing are start in the groups. So mm-hmm. in all our Facebook groups, you know, we're really working on a much more of a community feel, mm-hmm. and we're encouraging coffee dates regularly, because it's great to meet people, but you have to go another level and you need to get to know people and you need to understand what they're about. Mm-hmm. And so we're encouraging people to have coffee dates with others. Mm-hmm. And then we're also just talking about referral days. So it's all well and good to meet lots of different people, but at the end of it, it's not about looking for your next client. It's actually about looking for other people who together you can go and pitch for business mm-hmm. with, or mm-hmm. help one another. So the people who've got the same customers as you make your best collaborators.
Yeah.
And so we're encouraging referral days where people can ask, who in the group would be my ideal collaborator? Maybe it's an accountant. So who in the group's an accountant if I'm a bookkeeper? Or, you know, who else in the group does a specific job? So you can ask for those people and hopefully their names will get put up, and then you can start the journey of getting to know them.
Mm,
so those are the people who will be able to work well with you potentially,
yes.
And help you both your businesses. So we're encouraging that. So that's happening in all our Facebook groups at the moment. So each week we'll either have coffee dates or referral days, and it's up to you to get involved, but it's a great opportunity to have fast track what could potentially be quite a slow process.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to just dive in a little deeper to coffee dates, because I know that many of the women that I've spoken to, they go on coffee dates, but here's a couple of things that happen. So let's just give them some insights and how to have a really solid win-win coffee date. Because what can sometimes happen is a coffee date can turn into, many of the people I know are coaches or consultants or service-based business owners, and that coffee date turns into a coaching session or a consulting session, and they walk away and again nothing happens. Relationship's really important. What are some tips that you would give to people to have a structure in place so that it doesn't end up into a coaching or a consulting, so we're giving a lot of our time and expertise away for free in one of these coffee dates?
Well, I think a lot of it's about listening, you know, and really asking the questions to understand the other person's business. And the person that you're talking to usually will love to tell you why they love doing their business, what it is that they're trying to achieve, and ultimately what their goals are. Mm. And if you understand all of that, you'll understand why they're not at their goals. So the discussion about what's stopping you from getting to your goals is where the goal's at.
Yeah.
Now, we're putting together a whole training course around this, because obviously asking those right questions is what's critical. But if you can understand what the things, the roadblocks are, instead of jumping in and offering advice, if you can actually help them solve that problem, then that's what the other person wants.
Yeah.
Once they see that you're there to help them solve a problem, they'll want to do the same for you. And that's what reciprocity is all about. Mm-hmm. I help you, you help me. But until people get some understanding that you're there in good faith, not trying to sell your coaching or impose your ideas of their business, but just to help them with what their problems are, it's a whole different discussion.
Oh, absolutely. And I think what you said there is just key, is to have a structure in place, some steps, and to openly say to people, you know, this coffee date is an opportunity for both of us to get to know one another, so that if there is anybody that is in our community or that we meet along the networking journey, if there is a need that we see in someone, that we can refer to each other, the contacts that we've just met. Now, if we find that the conversation from the other person is asking us more details, I think one of the things I learned years ago was, look, I would, here is a couple of things that I'm would consider or offer or say to you on how to address that. But it sounds to me, and that's actually a whole different conversation, we might have a discovery session, but that's where we kind of lead people into the next conversation. But the coffee date is just to get to know one another so that you can refer. And then I think we, as women, we need to give ourselves permission to be able to guide that conversation if we need to. But that's a really great point. And I love the referral days as well, because I don't think as women in business, we recognize the depth and the width of expertise that we have at our fingertips through the people that we're connected with, and how many opportunities that we leave, you know, on the table to work together. And I heard a saying, and I can't remember who it was, so I can't credit it, but they were saying that collaboration is really the new competition. When you take the best of each other's services or products, combine them to offer something even greater, that is going to just elevate both of your businesses to be able to deliver incredible results for clients. So it's exciting that Business in Heels is getting behind that as well.
Yeah, and I think, look, one of the key things, many people miss out on the very best collaborations because they're very worried that they're in competition with people. And yet once they actually explore it, everyone's got a unique position in the marketplace. Maybe there's a little bit of overlap, but maybe there's a whole lot of complementary skills.
Yes.
And maybe people who do very similar things to you have solved a problem you haven't, or they've got a resource that you haven't. And maybe together you're much more powerful than you are apart.
Yes.
I think today for small to medium business owners, they've got to grasp that and not a corporate. So we need other people around us so that we can do the gamut. Because at the end of it, the clients want an end-to-end simple solution.
Yes.
They don't want to have to deal with 25 people on the niche things that we all do. So if we could come up and solve a problem for somebody, then, you know, we're all more likely to get business. So
yeah, love that.
That's a little bit of you know, the rationale behind it. And I think it's really, really important.
Yeah. Once we can buy, once we have that resource of great business owners who we know are up to great stuff, are experts in their field, we almost become the go-to people as the, you know, everybody, yeah. You know, so many people, who do you recommend that yeah. I use for such and such? And that is such a great place to be, where you're the hub of, you know, knowledge. And then, as you said, yeah. It becomes reciprocal to the point where everybody really starts to refer, starts to do business with one another too. And as you say, it can take time. And that's just normal. How often do we go to various networking events and we think it's just us, that we're not getting business because we're seeing other people doing business, but we don't see all of the work and dedication and commitment that they have put yeah. in, often months and months. So there's nothing wrong with your business if you're still struggling. It just means you just need to do some more relationship building. And certainly those two elements that Business and Heels are putting into place, I know, is certainly going to be a really great place to start. What other things are you introducing?
So at our events, we've also added the introduction. So everybody will be able to introduce themselves briefly, somewhere between 30 seconds and a minute. Mm-hmm. But at least that way, then you can have a more targeted approach to who you want to follow up and actually make the connections at the event. Remember, events are very much just to get exposure for your business and to start making those connections that will lead to a coffee date. Mm-hmm. They're not the be-all and end-all, and I guess that's the point we need to get across to people. It's a journey. So that's the start of it. But then we decided, well, you know, having those in play, people still need the process to really step through. Mm-hmm. And so we're launching out with education. So the first educational package is out, and it's called the Business Building Program. The first one's all about how to become the connector that other people want to meet, mm-hmm. how to introduce yourself and others and make impact, and how to do a presentation that will knock it out of the park. So that's all wrapped up as the first one, and there's a bit of free training around for people on how to do that social media introduction. Mm. Many people really fail at their introductions, and that's a really great opportunity for people to get others interested, to say, hey, we've got to have a coffee date. Mm-hmm. And so there's some really simple techniques you can do that get you to that point where other people are interested in asking you out, rather than you chasing other people. And I think fundamentally, Anne-Marie, none of us want to be salesy. We don't like the used car salesman approach, and yet many people feel desperate about their business and start doing that because they don't really know what else to do.
Yeah.
And so what we've tried to do is wrap up a whole lot of education so that if you're new to business or you feel that you need more business, like, ultimately, we all want word of mouth referrals, right? We want people coming to us ready to do business, knowing that we're the right person for them. That's what we all want. So to have a whole raft of other people sending people in our direction, then you kind of think backwards, well, they've all got to know about business, they've all got to know and trust me, and we've got to do something the same.
Yes.
So how do you educate people and take them on that journey? And that's what we're doing.
And it so really does... Yeah, I was just going to say, before you dive into which of the 12 that you've got, it really does start with the introduction. And sometimes I've been to events, and you might have seen this too, Lisa, where the host of the event would say, look, if you're really nervous, just pass the microphone to someone else. That is such a golden opportunity for you to share a little bit about your business, how you can support people. And some people were just passing that opportunity on. And it really does start with that initial introduction. And many of us women, we're great communicators when we're one-on-one. We can just, you know, connect and engage. But there's something about, now speak about your business, that we go. But I think that's where we've got to kind of shatter that perception that we do need to be perfect. Just have the conversation. Who is it that you help? What are they struggling with? And here is how you can provide, you know, here is what you do. And when we take that back to the conversation and just sharing it that way, that often can really take away those nerves. So I just wanted to say that because it starts with that introduction. Yep. That's often the first opportunity that everyone in that room has ever heard about you, and being able to share that with your own voice, and the way in which you present can make a huge difference to the starting of a great relationships. All right, so what are some of those key things that you wanted to dive into the program?
Well, before you go on, because yeah. I think you've touched on a really good point, mm-hmm. branch directors in all our groups are there to help. Many people are quite nervous for the first time at their first event, mm-hmm. or you've got a new business proposition and you're not sure how to phrase it. Can I encourage all of you to talk to your branch directors? Mm. You know, they're there to help you and they want you to have a great event if it's the first one you've been to. If anyone's not sure or want to bounce an idea off, that's what they're there for.
Yeah.
So encourage you all to do it. The social media introduction is another great way. You know, we've got thousands of women in our groups. And so, you know, you don't have any business or you don't have a lot of business, you want to grow it.
Yes.
Exposure, exposure, exposure. You need to start getting that message out somehow.
Yeah.
Okay. So we recognize all those things. And so what we're doing is taking people on a journey. So the education is going to come out monthly and it's available. So if anyone wants to check on our education tab, the first course is up and out. If you want to check out more about it, we've obviously done a little bit with the social media intro, which you can check out free. But we're also creating a whole business building program, which is more than just education. So for some people, we know that education is a good start, but it's about wrapping up the education and the marketing opportunities and the networking. So imagine you learn the theory behind it. You then get the marketing opportunity every month. So it might be to show your business to the group every month, or it might be to talk about a testimonial or a case study. This is how other people can learn about your group. So we're utilizing our social media side of our groups to help people get that message out, as well as teaching them what to say. Then you get the practical opportunity, and then you get six networking tickets to six networking events. So again, you can theory, put it all into practice, and keep the ball rolling. So over a 12-month period, we are sure it will create this whole team of collaborators for you. We are starting to get the word-of-mouth referrals that make all the difference. So, as I said, it's come from massive amounts of feedback, survey data from all of our members. The branch directors are loving the idea of getting more closely involved with everyone and really taking people on this journey. So it's going to be happening heavily in our Facebook group. So if you're not a member, I suggest you go and join. It's Business in Heels - whatever your location is. And that's a good start. And have that coffee date with your branch director. You know, because Business in Heels is not just a networking organisation. We recognise that we're here to support women in business. And it's about education and marketing as well as networking. So they are really critical. And I mean, at the end of it, networking is just a really another form of marketing for your business.
So today,
you know, too many people think that they're going to save money by not marketing their business or spending a fortune on SEO or whatever it is. But at the end of it, you've got to do business with people. You're dealing with people.
Yes.
The sooner you start making those great relationships, better.
Oh, absolutely. And I think what you said is absolutely key. I mean, you might have some education, things that you read, but if you really want to make have that content make a real difference, sometimes it is really investing in yourself. I mean, I'm a huge proponent for investing and rather than trying to struggle on your own, because the people who are teaching and who you know, providing and bringing that education to you, they've been through all of that. They're now presenting something shortcut way, things that they've done before that didn't work, so that we don't have to reinvent the wheel, and often then we can just hit the ground running. And something that you said, I think it's such a great blend. I mean, there are so many people who are members of Business in Heels from around the globe. Now, there's so many untapped opportunities there, but once we get really clear on our message, who we are here to support, our expertise, and we start communicating that, whether it be face-to-face, whether it be online, because I know Business in Heels also offers quite a lot of online. Are you still doing online as well? Yeah, absolutely. Then where people are able to understand more about how we can support them, and that opens up opportunities. If we're still struggling to introduce ourselves and be able to share with people the value we offer, the outcomes that our ideal clients can expect to achieve through our support, then it's going to be very difficult for all of these women who are attending Business in Heels, whether it be online or, you know, in person. It's going to be very hard for them to be able to connect us with our ideal clients, refer us, or even look for opportunities to collaborate. So that is the very first thing I think people need to get clear on. So again, the business website is businessinheels.com.au, but of course the groups, if they want to join the group, businessandheels.com, excuse me, businessandheels.com. And then, of course, with the groups, Business and Heels, and then a dash, and then look for your location, and that will come up too. In closing, Lisa, is there any last words or of advice or insights that you would like to share with people today?
Well, we came up with a new tagline because we love this so much. So I just want to share this with you. It's all about your business, your way, and your success.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. And all of the content, the education, the groups, all of that really help us to get clear on our way and the way that we work so that we can really uniquely get out there and, promote in a very nice way so that we can collaborate and really build solid relationships. Well, thank you so much. There's lots of exciting things in store, and I can't wait to see that all unfold and to hear about the success stories and maybe even feature some of them on the show, Lisa. Maybe we can do some little spotlights about what happened. Because I think sometimes, you know, as women, we can often, our mindset goes, well, it's going to be very hard for me. But when we actually hear people and the steps that they took, it's kind of like, you know what, it's not so scary after all. It's not so hard. So I think sometimes success stories and putting, you know, some spotlights and some of those successes would be really good for future shows too. Well, thanks very much. And of course, for those of you who are listening, and we did a video, we're actually taking it up a notch. We may do this for all of the Business and Heels podcasts, I think. What, you think that's a good idea?
I think that's a great idea because we love video. Mind you, podcast is great.
Oh,
I
yes.
I can listen to it in the car.
Yeah.
It's not going to replace that. But I like what
Yeah, do them
too.
Both. Do them both, I think, because some people, there's something different. Yeah. There's something quite unique about being able to see someone. So I think giving both of those options. But absolutely agree. Well, it's been a pleasure, as always, to speak with you, Lisa, and the fun things that are happening in business here in Heels, I think 2018. And I'm hearing it a lot from a lot of people I'm speaking to. It's an exciting year. So look forward to perhaps connecting again with you and a face-to-face as well as online.
Absolutely. Coffee date soon, Anne-Marie.
Absolutely. Yes.